broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. This is our news and information hour. Bud Dickman along the way with us here, along with Robert Leonard, and this is where we sort of pick apart stuff in the news. And we are happy to have you with us. We are also online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com for all your rock and roll needs. You can get a backstage pass. You can watch our live streaming video of the show and listen to our live streaming audio and like that. We also have a podcast there. We have thousands of hours of full radio shows to listen to. So it's the real deal. Our website is not... It's not a regular radio show website. I mean, we actually have audio content, and we've got a lot of it. I mean, a lot of it. All right.
Well, you don't want to talk about it?
No, I'm sick of the story. You know, I'm sick of the story. And
why?
Well, what else are you going to say? I mean, what is there? Most of this stuff is created, you know, by most of the conflict around the George Zimmerman case has been created by talk radio. It's been created by talk radio.
Now, you're talking, so in other words, you're saying everybody listening is dumb.
I'm not saying people are dumb. No, I'm just saying people are manipulated when it comes to talk radio. There's a lot of people who are not listening to talk radio, and they keep clear of that garbage, and they allow themselves to think clearly about issues, and then they have a clear opinion. But the stupid stuff that you hear people say is informed by talk radio specifically, because in order to talk about the George Zimmerman case, the imbeciles that run talk radio...
Yeah, you're talking about people being imbecile. You're on talk radio.
Yeah, but I'm one of the few people that isn't an imbecile on talk radio. Oh, yeah, thank you. So in order to talk about this, you have to have a point of view, and you have to set up conflict. In order to set up conflict, you have to have an opposing point of view. And when you have two opposing points of view about an issue, then you have conflict, you have arguments. And when you force conflicting points of view together before its natural time can take place, that is, when a trial occurs, when there's more information, and so forth, then you force dumb. And dumb is what results from dumb discourse, and that's why a lot of what's being said around the George Zimmerman arrest and the Trayvon Martin case, a lot of it is just flat dumb. I don't care which side you're on. I blame talk radio.
You're biting the hand that feeds you.
Feeds me? If I was biting the hand that feeds me, I'd stop, but it ain't feeding me.
Yeah, in other words, you would be biting the hand that feeds you.
Yes, that's right. I would be biting the hand that feeds me if it was feeding me.
Well, figuratively speaking.
Yes, figuratively speaking, I'm biting the hand that feeds me. Ask me if I care. Ask me if I care.
Do you care?
No.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
I don't know. Maybe I telegraphed it.
Somehow I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, well, I did. This conflict, racial, if you're a dumbass talk show host on the radio and you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground about anything, especially doing a talk show, the first thing you're going to do is try to come up with some, you're going to come up with some contrived situation with regard to the Zimmerman case, so you'll make it race. Now, I'm not saying that some dumbass came on here and said, boy, I tell you, that white guy Martin, or white guy Zimmerman, really getting a bad rap there from that black guy. I think it was something along the lines of, you know, here's a guy, Mr. Zimmerman, okay, he's white. And you have Mr. Martin and he's black. Well, my God, doesn't this guy, you know, these people, these homeowners have a right because there have been break-ins, blah, 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 blah. And in his own way, he sets up the conflict, and that becomes that conversation. Then you go over to another radio station, some other guy doing a talk show, says, and you know, this is one of the services I believe that I can do for you guys as we talk here at night. I can tell you what's really going on. Not that you don't know, but I can, let's put it this way, I can validate what you suspect. And I think it's wrong, and...
Yeah, you're going to bite the hand that would have fed you.
Yes, I'm biting the hand that could have fed me and would have fed me, but ain't feeding me. So I'm biting it anyway. Quit bugging me with that, will you, bud?
No, I got that out. What? That he bit the hand of...
I'll do it. That I'm biting the hand that that bit me or fed me. I don't...
Get out of here with it. Told you didn't know.
Anyway, that's how I feel about that. So, let's just calm down, can we? You know, do we? Does everything have to be a freaking atomic bomb blast? Does everything got to be the apocalypse? What the hell is wrong with people? Can't we assume just once, man? I don't care. It doesn't have to be for a long time. It doesn't have to last 5 minutes. Doesn't even have to last 2 minutes. Can't we just take 1 minute, just one lousy stinking minute, and maybe just assume that not everybody is a scum-sucking dog looking to bury the truth, that maybe people are really earnestly looking for the truth, and they haven't yet figured it out, and they're confused. And whether or not you think you got it figured out, and I'm sure there are many people who, you know, think they've got it figured out, have a little charity toward your fellow man and allow him to take his time in figuring this out. Not everybody's up to speed on everything. And not everyone, if you look at the reality of the human race, when you look at the reality of the human race, and to be really honest, if you look at your own life, you know that we don't spend but a half of a percent of every day thinking about things other than ourselves. We don't think about the state of the country. We don't think about the state of the historical state of racism. People don't, whether you're white or black. It could very well be that among black people, there is a higher percentage of people that have a bigger consciousness of that. But the fact is, we still are only concerned with what's going on with us, how the hell we can get out of it, how our lives are going to be affected, how we're going to make more money, how we're going to fall in love, how we're going to get laid, how we're going to do this and how we're going to do that. What are you laughing at?
How we're going to get laid. Big deal, man. I thought it was funny.
All right, you don't have to sit here and review the show as I'm doing it. You know, I don't know, but I'm just saying we got to chill out. And I get so tired of the minute something happens. And, I'm not changing anybody's mind. I understand that. But I realize that we're going to have to suffer with this for as long as this thing goes on. The same dumb stuff, you know.
What do you think people are going to say?
It's like it always has been. It's just like OJ, man. It was race. And these people that insult your intelligence and tell you that it's not a racial issue. Yes, it is. I'm not saying that it is, but that's how it develops. It develops as a racial issue. I think there's a misunderstanding. People say, there's nothing about race in this. I get that, sir or ma'am. But what you're missing is that it may not be on the face a racial issue, but it devolves or evolves that way. It redounds that way, you know.
What's all them words mean, anyway?
What a dumbass.
What'd you say? Well, what's all them words mean?
What's all them words mean, huh? Did you look them up?
I mean, what's those words mean?
What's those words mean? You know your problem, bud? You wanted to get your Harley Davidson and hit the road and live the free and wild life before you got out of the third grade.
Man, that's funny. Shut up.
Bud, there's something, born to be wild, that's great, but see if you can't make it past kindergarten first.
Be quiet. I know stuff.
Yeah, you know stuff.
You didn't know enough to stay out of the way of that tree, though, did you? All right. So that's that, and I don't want to hear any more about it. Well, I shouldn't say that. We are going to hear more about it. We're going to be talking about it until we puke, until it's coming out of our nose and our ears. Now, people say, well, what's your opinion? Well, my opinion is this. My opinion is the right call was made. They arrested this guy. As far as I'm concerned, it's going to come down to one thing and one thing only. I don't know what the hell people... It comes down to this. Did this guy have cause to pull the gun and use deadly force with it against this kid or against this other man? I won't, I'm not going to prejudice it by saying man, kid. You know, two men, okay? There. Did he have reason to kill? You understand, folks? A guy can play his radio loud. A guy can be a slob. A guy can wear a hood. A guy can eat his Skittles the wrong way. A guy can stick them up his nose instead of putting them in his mouth. People do things that make us angry and irritate us all the time. I got a big news flash for you. It doesn't necessarily mean they deserve to die. Now, I know we joke about it a lot. you know.
Yeah, you all say it like a guy playing the music too loud, you kill a guy.
We do it on the radio. We joke about, oh, man, what I wouldn't give to shut that guy up. You know, nobody's going to say the guy deserves to die because he's wearing a loud sports shirt. Someone may say it, you know, but no one seriously considers deadly force against people other than in our society, in a civilized society, you're allowed to use deadly force if your own life is threatened. Okay. If your home has been invaded, if your loved ones are threatened, you use deadly force against somebody, you're entitled to do that. We have a right to bear arms amendment to our Constitution. It's a great one, and we should continue to have it. And as I said in the pre-show, and it pisses me off, it really, really pisses me off, because every time some guy like this or some other kind of goofy scenario takes place where a guy's pulling a gun and you don't know whether he should have or not, every time that happens, the anti-gun people, man, they just have themselves a bonfire and dance well into the night because it's the greatest news they've ever gotten. Because it's just one more reason why I got to get rid of the guns. I don't get angry at them. I get angry at that stupid bastard with a gun who doesn't know what the hell he's doing with it. And I personally think, that this guy Zimmerman, and if these cops are doing their job, and there's nothing to say that they will, you hear that, Sanford? See, that's the other thing. If I was a cop in Sanford, Florida, if I was a police chief in Sanford, Florida, I'd feel a little, you know, embarrassed. I'd feel embarrassed. I mean, I don't know how that guy walks out in public. And if you're a cop in that town, how do you walk out and people not looking at you like, how you doing there, Barney Fife? Yay. Sanford PD, man. Woo. Well, there's some cops there. So, of course, you don't deserve it. So what you do is you do your job. Do it a little bit better than you did in the first place. And the first thing, if you're doing your job as a cop, obviously going to find out from George Zimmerman, well, what the hell did you do? Give that to me again, man. Well, I was doing this and uh-huh. Tell me again, George, how all that happened. Cops ask these questions 15 different ways and 100 different times to find out if a guy's lying to them or not. Well, we got to get your story here, George. But you know what changed from yesterday? Because yesterday you said the guy did this, and today you said, well, now, wait a minute, man. You guys are confusing me. Sure we are. Next thing you're going to tell me, I got you so confused you don't even know what your name is. So I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but these cops, if they're doing a job, are going to find out from Zimmerman because he's the guy. You're right, Trayvon Martin isn't there, but Zimmerman was. And Zimmerman said some stuff. And Zimmerman's going to have to keep on saying that stuff. And he's going to have to know it, and it's either it actually happened, or he's, you know, concocting something that he's forced to sort of memorize and keep straight in his head, and we'll see whether or not he can do that. If that's in point, you know, point of fact, what's happening. We'll be right back in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Isn't there any sports news or something, man? God almighty, this stuff sucks.
Mel Gibson got all mad.
Mel Gibson got mad? Now, that might be fun to read about. We'll be right back in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Also, this stupid bastard, this Foster Freeze guy, the guy that was named after the ice cream cone thing, That donor, he said another dumbass thing. We'll find out what it was. He's a GOP donor who made some dumb comment a couple of months ago. He's done it again. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, now, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and I know that we have on the line, momentarily anyway, we're going to have R.C. Collins back on with us, who did spend last night with us during our News and Information Hour, and it was a successful time, I think. I think we had a very good time with R.C. We're going to bring him back on with us here. What the hell is going on with... is that him on... That's not his line.
That's a dead line.
Well, then take it off the air, man. What line is he on?
Get him back on.
Anyway, R.C. Collins is going to join us here. I do want to move past the Zimmerman story because, as I said, it was pointed out to me during the break, and I think it's a very fair observation. Talk radio is not alone here. You know, television and specifically Fox and CNN. And, of course, MSNBC. I mean, all of these people are about as clueless as it gets. And I'll tell you another one. Public radio, which loves to posture itself as some kind of real, woo-hoo, you know, real smart. Boy, those guys. RC?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I'm sorry, but, you know, we were, they did have lights out, and well, I wasn't able to get to the phone, but I'm here now, and I'm very happy to be on.
How you doing, RC?
Yeah, hey, bud, what's going on?
Not much, G. Listen,
hey, watch it with the not much, G. I'm going to talk to him, okay? All right?
Well, yeah, I just want to find out if he can hear me.
Well, yeah, I can hear you pretty good right now. It was a little rough earlier on, but now I hear you.
You hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you, Robert, pretty good.
Can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
No.
Hello, can you hear me?
I'm only kidding.
Get out of here. RC, we're talking about... Don't fool around like that, okay?
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I was just... They told me that I could.
Yeah, well, don't listen to them. Listen to me. Have you been listening at all to what we've been talking about? As I told you, you know, you need to listen to the show before you can comment.
I haven't really, because I was... A lot of the guys wanted to... Well, some of the guys want to listen to a new, you know, Nicki Minaj CD and... some of the other guys were playing poker. We did listen a little bit, but it wasn't really our cup of tea. And
so, in other words, you didn't listen.
Well, it kind of...
It's okay.
It kind of sucked.
Oh, it sucked, did it?
Well, yeah. I mean...
So you're on my show now, but you didn't want to listen to it the preceding 3 hours because it sucked.
Well, yeah, Mr. Henry, I don't think you want me to lie about it, do you? The fact is, I turned it on, and then everybody else, a lot of the guys in the dorm said, shut that cheap Waylon slut up. I mean, that's what we say. And
what do you mean, shut that cheap Waylon slut up?
Talking about a dirty dozen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, to line out a dirty dozen, what Maggot says, so we use it whenever something come on the radio we don't like. But you shouldn't feel too bad about it, because we use it when we hear, like, Stephanie Miller or stuff like that.
Oh, well, that sounds just so wonderful. I feel so... comforted. All right, well, what we were talking about, you know, was George Zimmerman.
Yeah, well, I heard that, but we already have opinions about like that. And I don't want to give no opinion because I heard what you said, that people have been giving a lot of dumbass opinion out and everything.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, if you pull a weapon... Hold on for a minute. Where'd you get this anyway?
What are you guys doing?
Oh, sorry. When you...
What are you guys doing?
Nothing.
Well, what did I hear this? Where did you get this?
I was talking about the phone. Where did he get the phone?
Well, whose phone are you on?
On Cadet Swanson's phone.
Cadet who?
Swinson.
What's his name? Swanson or Swinson?
What's his name?
Well, I thought I said Swinton.
You said Swanson, Swinson, and Swinton.
Yeah, it's Swanson.
What's God's name?
Wait a minute. What are you guys doing in that dorm room right now?
Nothing. Talking to you.
You guys are smoking weed?
No.
They ain't smoking weed. I would never put a guest on what is doing that.
Shut up. Yeah.
Whose phone are you on?
Sweet can.
Bud, I blame you.
Mr. Henry,
hold on for a minute. I blame you.
What I do?
This guy's a friend of yours and has been for a long time. I had him on the show, and he's been a contributor, and now he's in there smoking dope with his friends. Don't tell me that he isn't. Okay?
Mr. Henry, you got me all wrong.
Hold on for a minute, kid. You understand what I'm saying, bud?
Well, you tell me. I don't know about it. I can't control the actions of other people. I can only control myself.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what the apostles said when Jesus was hanging on the cross.
What?
That's what they said. They said, I don't know where it was. Am I my brother's keeper? And next thing you know, bang, 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 bang. I ain't talking about a 9mm. Those are the hammer and the nail. And they hung our Lord up out to dry. And
what kind of dumbass talk? Easter's over with, okay, man? We don't need a Sunday sermon. And
yeah, no kidding.
Wait a minute, man. I ain't you're just saying that you are...
Don't worry about it, Robert. I got it, man. Just sit down and calm down.
Sorry.
Sit down, okay? And you too, RC.
Well, I didn't do anything, Mr. Henry.
Just shut up. this kid, this friend of yours, this R.C. Collins, okay, this has been coming to a head for a long time.
Head?
It's been coming to an argument for a long time. This kid's in there blowing reefer with his friends.
I wouldn't know anything about it.
Uh-huh. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show.
Really, Mr. Henry, I wouldn't do it.
Shut up.
Phil Henry.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. If you're a fan of New Girl, I guess one of the episodes that I was on the air last night. The only reason why I mention that is there is an article in The Hollywood Reporter.
Man, you know, stop talking about yourself again.
Well, excuse me for a minute. I'm not done saying what I wanted to say.
Yeah, but you're going to go my television career.
I wasn't even going to say that. I was going to say the article is about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, but you're in it.
One mention, Phil Henry. They just say that, Lamorne Morris's character takes an assistant job to a tyrannical radio host played by Phil Henry. That's it. I was gonna say that the article was about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and it's more about Winston, the character played by Lamorne Morris, about his Latvian basketball career, because... actually, I have all the lines that do the exposition there. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, how come you don't want to talk about it? You're all chicken about it and everything.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold the phone here for just a minute.
Yeah, why don't you talk about it?
No, but hold on for a minute. A minute ago, you guys just said that all I do is talk about it. Now you're saying, how come I don't want to talk about it?
Well, I mean, it seems like you should talk about it a lot, and so it seems like you do talk about it a lot, even though you don't.
Oh, I see. Well, that makes just so much sense. It seems like I should be talking about it a lot, so it seems like I am talking about it a lot.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not.
Right.
You guys, what I should do is order full physicals for both of you, just to make sure that you're not on drugs.
Wait a minute, man. That's dirty pool, man.
Well, hey, why wouldn't I think that when you guys are coming up with screwball things like that? I should be thinking it, and I should be saying it until I didn't say it. Who the hell knows what you're talking about?
Well, it seems like you ought to be talking about it.
I ain't talking about squat. I wanted to just direct people's attention to the article because it's a nice one about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's in the episode, and it has this nice shot of him doing a hook shot of garbage into Winston's desk. And I happen to know whose idea that was. It was Kareem's assistant was there, and she said, Kareem, why don't you shoot the...
You're giving away a lot of stuff. Maybe they don't want you to talk about it.
Oh. But anyway, athletes turn actors, I think, is basically what this is. So, it was a fun show to do, and I hope and pray that... they asked me back, but maybe they won't. I don't know,
Yeah, there you go, man. You're all getting depressed and everything about it.
I don't know, and all I care is that I got work. That's all I want to do is work and work and work until I drop. I just want to work until I drop from a heart attack somewhere, like a parking garage, maybe five floors down, and they don't find me for a long time.
These articles are all about Kareem.
Yeah, they are. Well, he's a big star. Now, where does it mention me? Let's see.
Yeah, I knew you'd be looking for your name.
What is up with you, man?
Yeah, you got to get some triglycerides in your system.
What? What's a triglyceride?
That's what you're supposed to have so you don't start talking like a tard.
What are you talking about, man?
Well, I know you got to have water in your system. Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah. Triglycerides? Anyway, this is an article about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and it says here, in New Girl, Abdul-Jabbar plays an assistant to a brash radio host, Phil Henry, who criticizes Winston for his unsuccessful gig as a professional basketball player in Latvia. Abdul-Jabbar doesn't help him with his game, but offers friendly advice on how to avoid his boss. Abdul-Jabbar is in only two brief scenes. The experience gave him enough time to appreciate Zooey Deschanel's quirky personality. He's not in any scene with her either, so...
You're letting people know stuff they shouldn't know.
I'm sorry. She's a cool lady. Although he doesn't often show it, Abdul-Jabbar has remained comfortable in his skin when he's acting. His movie and television appearances include Bruce Lee's 1972 film Game of Death and a whole bunch of other things that he's in. Abdul-Jabbar cites his appearance on 21 Jump Street as the most challenging because he played another character, a college athletic director trying to clean up a scandal. He found his appearance on The Simpsons the easiest because it just involved performing voiceovers. There you go. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the LA Times and The Hollywood Reporter.
Why'd you say that? That who sent you that?
What is it with you guys?
Well, you was in it.
Yeah, they mentioned me a couple of times. That's fine. That's all I care about, man. They're not going to do a big glowing thing about Phil Henry being in when Abdul-Jabbar is the point of the article. God.
Yeah, well, I bet you it pisses you off.
Hey, bud, I'm going to smack you really hard, man, to the point where it might even loosen some teeth if you don't shut up. I'm telling you, if you guys are talking to me about how I just don't, you know, I'm fine. It's a world unto itself, man. I ain't no superstar on TV or in movies, okay? I gotta earn my place. I'm getting my chops down, you know. I'm taking these roles. I'm taking these parts. I'm doing the best I can to support the production, and I ain't looking for any big-ass starring roles, okay? I'm looking for money. If you want to know what I really want, it's the money.
Yeah, you make a lot of money?
That's none of your business, how much money I'm making.
Yeah, you must be doing it on account of it being TV and everything.
That's none of your business. But yeah, man, let's face it. Let's get down to brass tacks here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think I'm talking out of school when I tell you that the game has changed. The economics of entertainment has changed. Even in my own industry, radio, which I've given 40 years of my life to, things are changing, baby. The way people are making money, things are changing. You know, everybody's doing that entrepreneurial thing. Everyone is out freelancing and doing their thing. Cats that I know are running their own businesses, running their own shows. That's what's happening with me. You know, and to the extent that you are making good or bad deals for yourself, that's where you're making your money. So I go out, I make my money wherever I can. I go out and, you know.
What about like playing poker?
Playing poker?
Yeah, a lot of guys are doing that.
I'm talking about in the entertainment business, okay? What do you mean playing poker?
Why don't you do like a freelance thing? Like go on and do a poker game.
I'm not doing poker because I ain't that good at poker.
What about, have you thought about speculating Wildcat and oil rigs? Because
you shut up. I told you, didn't I?
Don't hit me.
What do you mean oil rigs, man? I'm not, what is this? I'm talking about in the entertainment business.
A lot of guys are speculating oil.
A lot of guys are speculating oil, are they? Where?
California. There's still a lot of oil to be speculated here. Or, I mean, not speculate, but you know.
Yeah, I know. Why? Because Obama said, you know, open up the drilling?
Yeah, I'll bet he did.
Hey, listen, guys, leave the jokes to me. The fact of the matter remains that American domestic oil drilling, that's got nothing to do with what I'm talking about. So I'm just going out and I'm humping and I'm doing what I can, man. So if I can get the odd TV gig, man, I do. I ain't looking for some big freaking Emmy Award win. I'm just looking to make a living, man. Okay? Make a living. I have to augment what I'm doing because, you know, read between the lines.
Yeah, the website makes money.
Yeah, the website makes money. The website makes money. But guess what? I got a partner in that business. So I got to pay my partner. My partner and I split everything in that business. So the TV bread is completely my bread. It's all mine. So like I said, you know, when it comes my way, it comes my way. All right. I don't want to talk any more about that. I don't even know why we're opening up email on the air. Charles Manson's parole bid was denied. There's a shock. There's a shock and a half. Wow. Woo! Hey, CNN, man, you might want to try a different approach on those. This is what I'm talking about, see? CNN has this debate. Gee, should Charles Manson be paroled or not? Now, I shouldn't blame CNN because I got into this a moment ago. It's one of the favorite things we do on this show is we take our own industry to task. Why? Because we can. Why? Because I'm good enough to do it. Why? Because, well, nobody else is. Rush is busy. You know, speaking of Rush, by the way, congratulations, Rush, on hanging in. And I mean that. And I don't necessarily agree with his politics. But see, this is the thing. people don't get this. I got people in my own business, saying, Rush Limbaugh, he should be run off the air. Why would you say that about a guy who's a professional? Why would you want someone who is actually good? Forget about his politics. Talk about just what the cat, you know, is. He's good on the radio. So why, you know, I don't agree with him. I'm not a Rush Limbaugh. I don't agree with the stuff he says. But I'm just talking about a guy that's a pro. And the business is so twisted around that I got people in my own business saying, yeah, Rush Limbaugh, man, I wish that guy got run off the air. Why would you want that? Because if he's successful, there's still a shot for you and me if you're in the business. Now, so he hung in against all of the criticism and all of the wishful thinking and all of the really amateurish speculation. If you ever want to see some real, real amateurs at work, just check out the mass media when it comes to my business of radio or any kind of broadcasting job. You've got some of the dumbest people, man. They don't know whether to flip or fall in it, man, these cats. Yeah, Limbaugh, looks like he's not long for the world. Really? What are you talking about? You think that this is Don Imus?
That's what they thought, man. They thought Limbaugh's about as dumb as Imus.
Well, he ain't as dumb as Imus. That's what they miss. Limbaugh is a monster. This guy, he runs the freaking room, man. Ratings, advertising revenue, influence. He's got it all. Imus didn't. Imus isn't anywhere near as smart as Limbaugh. Imus got run off the air because he's a dumbass and he said something stupid and he couldn't explain why he said it. That's why he got his ass run off the air. Now he's back on. Good for him. He's a good businessman. He's outstanding with his advertisers. But he's got to stay clear of this kind of controversy because he just ain't bright enough to pull it off. Limbaugh is. And when these guys are writing their articles about how, oh, Limbaugh, you know, he's looks like it's imploding. Oh, he's losing advertisers. You know, all I had to do was read one of those articles, and I read exactly how many advertisers and what kind of advertisers were leaving. And you knew the guy wasn't in any danger at all. So these radio writers, God almighty, the industry that I'm in has got a lot of problems. But we've never had it worse than now when it comes to the stupid bastards they assign to write about this industry. These are the guys that didn't make it writing obits. This is the bottom of the barrel at any newspaper, radio. The bottom of the barrel. After you've got fired off the lost pet report, after you got canned off the obituaries.
But not like I took it on classified.
Yeah, after you took the class, you didn't get that lawnmower ad right that was for sale. Now they move you over to the radio column. The guy that writes the radio column there's only one exception, our very dear friend Gary Lycan at the Orange County Register. He is a pro. Everybody else.
He writes good stuff.
Yeah, he writes good stuff about us. But, you know, if you are working at the, and of course, who reads newspapers anyway anymore? I mean, I don't know, you know. I don't know how they read newspaper. I haven't read a newspaper in so long. It makes me sad to think about it. There used to be a time when I in the morning I'd go out generally because I was a single guy back in the day. You'd hit the coffee shop. You know, I remember I used to go down to my little coffee shop and I'd read my sports page and I'd read the news and I'd have my breakfast. That was my world, you know. But so anyway, these guys that are working the radio column at these newspapers, these are the guys that couldn't make it. Writing the, you know, the little tiny blurb for weather and stuff like that. Now, moving on to this news here, a prison panel denied the parole. And so the reason why I brought all this up is because CNN had that debate. I told you about it, and it really was just irritating. I don't know who you guys are kidding, but it wasn't just CNN. It was also KPCC, which is a local public radio affiliate here in Southern California. And as you know, public radio thinks, well, even though we've only four people listen to us, they're very important four people because we do important stuff. Well, no, you don't. You don't do important stuff. You don't have anybody listening to you. And I don't know what the hell you guys are doing because the rest of the industry is going to hell in a handcart and you cats ain't helping it at all. And here was the big brain surgeon question they were asking over there on public radio. Should Charles Manson be granted parole? Now, I expect that from CNN. I expect it from Fox. I expect it even from MSNBC. Anybody, but public radio? I thought you guys had it all together.
What's wrong with that?
Who the hell thinks Charles Manson should get parole? Are you kidding?
Man, that is a dumb question, man.
Dumb? God. That's desperation time, man. That's some guy saying, you know, I don't know what the hell we ought to do here, but let's just ask people. Anybody that says that Manson ought to be given parole is a basket case. It's some guy that belongs in a nut bin someplace. Somebody ought to be on medication. I don't care. It just, that's what I think. I don't give a damn. So a prison panel did deny that parole on Wednesday to mass murderer Charles Manson, even though Bobby Dooley said he didn't kill anybody. He was guilty of conspiracy and you name it. He's a mass murderer like Adolf Hitler. In his 12th and probably final bid for freedom, Manson, now a gray-bearded 77-year-old man, did not attend the hearing in Corcoran, California, where the parole board ruled he had shown no effort to rehabilitate himself and would not be eligible for parole for another 15 years. Manson has said over and over again that he is a product of the prison system, that he is most comfortable in the prison system, that that was his mother and that was his father and that's where he was raised. It's a very, very sad, tragic, I'm not, you know, making excuses for that, I'm just saying, you know, it's just a terrible story. So if you want to learn something about Charles Manson, it isn't that Charles Manson is anything. It's that we can't create people like this. When we have kids that are raised in the penal system, we've got ourselves a big problem waiting to happen. Don't even worry about it. We got a break. Why should we break? I'm kidding. Dan just told me to break.
Yeah, you're blowing it.
All right, so I'm blowing it. We'll be right back. World famous Phil. I was falling in love with the sound of my own voice. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
We'll get
Phil
back
Hendry
to him.
Show.
Tell Mr. Manson we'll get back to him.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
What are you gonna shut up about?
What?
What do you got to shut up about?
I just got to shut up. Every time I start talking about the business, I got to shut up. This is why I'm good. At least I. This is why I'm a little more professional than some guys. I know when to shut it off.
Well,
I do. I know when to shut it off. If I keep going, man, I can really get into some serious. Because let's face it, the more you talk about this stuff, stuff doesn't change in your favor. Stuff doesn't get fixed. Stuff doesn't get better. Stuff doesn't become smoother. Things don't become more logical. The more you talk about it, the more hot water you get into. That's how our business works. You know, so in other words, you don't talk about this stuff to get things changed and get things made better. You talk about it so you can get your ass fired. Look at this. I'm looking at one thing here. Mike Huckabee, changing the course of conservative talk radio. Mike Huckabee, the only thing he's going to change the course of is, well, he ain't really change it. He'll just keep it directed in the same direction, and that is the earnings for Cumulus with a conservative talk radio show. In other words, straight down.
Yeah.
Mike Huckabee's a nice guy, but he ain't going to do any talk show that's going to make any noise. I care. What is it with these guys? Well, I can tell you, but you wouldn't believe it. All right, 877-876-PHIL. It is our News and Information Hour, our final segment here. So anyway, the prison panel denied Wednesday to mass murderer Charles Manson his 12th and probably final bid for freedom. This panel could find nothing good as far as suitability factors go, said John Peck, a member of the panel that met at Corcoran State Prison in Central California. Standing there before the microphone is Deborah Tate. She's the sister of murdered actress Sharon Tate. You see Deborah Tate, I believe she was a younger sister, and Deborah Tate is a pretty woman. She's an attractive woman, but you can see the years have taken their toll. And you see a woman of middle age, and you could imagine if Sharon Tate were alive, she would be a woman now of middle age. She would be a woman who had seen the glory years of her career, and now she was in her golden years. So when you look at Deborah Tate, you're sort of seeing Sharon Tate. It's been a long time. Also playing heavily into the board's decision was something Manson had said recently to one of his prison psychologists that Peck read aloud. Quote, I'm special. I'm not like the average inmate. I have spent my life in prison. I put five people in the grave. I'm a very dangerous man, end quote. Peck then spoke for the record directly to Manson, who will receive a transcription of the proceedings. This panel agrees with that statement. The panel deliberated for 20 minutes before making its decision. Manson orchestrated a series of gruesome murders on consecutive nights, as you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, had there been a death penalty, had the death penalty not been ruled unconstitutional in the state of California, there's still no guarantee that Charles Manson would be dead.
Yeah, he'd still be on death row, man, with appeals.
No kidding.
Really?
Well, I mean, look at all these guys that are still hanging out there from the 80s. I mentioned Charles Ng. Well, I don't know if he's the 80s. Richard Ramirez, if the death penalty in California had never been ruled unconstitutional, Chuck Manson might still be sitting there on death row, you know, singing his songs and making his recordings and, I don't know, you know, using somebody's cell phone. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by Dan Northcraft and Phil Hendry. And, of course, join us online at philhendryshow.com. And get a backstage pass, live streaming video of each and every Phil Hendry show. Until tonight, guys, again for another Phil Hendry show. This is Phil Hendry and
Ben Dickman
and Robert Leonard saying good night. See you tonight.
Phil Hendry.